station on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Talking about the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market, getting ready to make a move. Market manager Aaron Badlow in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about the farmers market. What do you guys have planned?
So we're really excited to be moving to the 500 block of Southeast Jackson in downtown Roseburg, and our opening day at that new location will be November 2nd.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, we've been at our current location for about 10 years, and our lease is up in December, and so we had to find a new location. So we researched several spots that we had been, several vendors or community members had suggested, but we have one of the largest markets in the state of Oregon with up to 60 vendors. And so a lot of things have to factor in our decision, like shade for produce vendors, a flat street, plenty of parking for customers and for vendors, and just a really nice space to walk through. And so the downtown location was the one that fit. And it took quite a while to make this all work out, and the city approved our permit last Tuesday.
So getting ready to move after being in one place for 10 years, you kind of have to reinvent the map a bit, right?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, so there's some exciting changes happening. We're just kind of updating, getting up to, 2024 standards with markets. And we are literally creating a new map for downtown. It's going to include the downtown businesses in it. So when that map goes out to the public, it will include all of our vendors along that block, plus the downtown businesses that want to be included on it. And we'll have a map of all the parking spaces that are available for free parking for vendors and customers.
So just one block of Jackson then, right?
Correct.
And let's see, logistics, a lot of things to do for that. I'm just running through, I'm creating a list right now for you that you've probably already got solved. But I mean, there's things like power for some people and different things like that. I imagine, though, the downtown businesses, it seems like you'd probably get a pretty positive response on this.
Yeah, we've had a really good response from the downtown businesses. They're excited. They've all shared our post on social media about the move. We're going to plan a Shop Small Saturday event and hope to partner with the downtown businesses and do some sort of fun activities for that too.
Now, this time of year, talk about how you deal with the weather.
Well, our market has been outdoors year-round for the last several years. We did try it indoors at a couple different locations, but the locations are typically not big enough for all of our vendors to be indoors. So we ended up with, farmers outside and craft vendors inside. And then during the pandemic, our market continued throughout the pandemic, which was sort of unheard of throughout the state and country. But we were very fortunate to be able to do that. And so at that time, all of our vendors were outside, and we've just continued on. We would love to have an indoor location for winter at some point, and that's definitely on all of our minds as a board, but it's not available at the moment.
And so for people that come down, what are the hours?
The hours for the market are 9 to 1 every single Saturday.
And what about, you mentioned parking. So you've got that block, obviously, taken care of. Talk about parking options for people that come down.
So our manager booth will be in the courtyard that's right next to the Wine Destination and Whiskey Creek Rustics, and that backs up to the parking garage. So the whole bottom floor of the parking garage is free four-hour parking. There's several lots around town, really close by. We actually walked it, and it's about 3 minutes from most of the lots that are four-hour parking to the market. And then there's also all the two-hour parking along the streets that's going to be available.
Now, for the market, people think sometimes about produce. Maybe that's the one that gets their attention the most. Do your products that are offered, does that shift a little bit in the fall and winter?
Yeah, of course, it's definitely seasonal. We still have produce year-round, but the produce is different in the winter. We don't have tomatoes and cucumbers, but we do have a lot of greens and storage crops like potatoes and onions and things like that during the winter. And then there's always meat vendors there. So we have pork, we have beef, we have seafood also. And then we have all of our craft vendors there as well. And then value-added products like jams and jellies and baked goods. So there's a huge variety of products available at our market.
Yeah, I noticed you've gotten some popular folks with sourdough bread and other kinds of artisan breads.
We do. Yep, there's several sourdough bread vendors. I just saw one of them walk in your studio. So might check those out. But yeah, we've got a lot of sourdough bread. We've got a lot of cinnamon rolls and cookies and cakes and delicious things like that, as well as the produce.
And even like honey sometimes and different things, it's kind of intriguing to just walk around and see what really motivates people to either grow these things or make these things.
Yeah, it's really cool. Our market actually won an award for best large market in Oregon a few years ago. So we have a huge variety of products that are available at the market. It's pretty impressive.
So the move again, what weekend?
November 2nd. And if you get there at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have a blessing by Jesse Jackson, who is a member of the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. And he's doing this on his own for our market, just to bless the new space and to bless the vendors at the market. So that'll be really cool. And he's going to follow up with some music for us.
And if people want to find out more, talk about, yeah, I know you've got a Facebook page.
Yes, we've got Facebook, Instagram, and then we also have a website. It's uvfarmersmarket.com. And we're always accepting applications for new vendors. So if you're a farmer or a producer that wants to be part of our market, go ahead and go to the website and fill out the application.
All right, Erin Malo from the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.